break from this series of presentations briefly to go back to the two items that we pulled from consent, because I think we have some staff standing by to give us some explanations. And the first of those was item 84.
84, authorize the director of Portland Parks and Recreation or their designee with the power to tow vehicles parked in violation of parking restrictions within park property.
Thank you, Mayor. This was mistakenly filed on consent. I know that I'm very concerned about when we tow cars either from the streets or from the parks, so I wanted to make sure that the public understands what the rules are. And second of all, I wanted to publicize that we are updating this policy so that everybody is clear what's going to happen if a car is parked in the wrong place in a park. So with that, our security manager, Galena Burley, is going to make a presentation.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Commissioner and Council members. Very good to see you. I will start with, in the impact statement that was received with your packets, it talks about the purpose of our presentation today. The city code already allows the director of Portland Parks and Recreation to restrict and prohibit parking in city parks. What the code does not explicitly provide for is for us to tow vehicles when they are in violations of those restrictions. So with that, I just want to add that our system of parks includes over 200 facilities, multiple community centers, Portland International Raceway, and many other facilities, including those parks and park properties that we lock at night for safety and maintenance reasons. It is very rare, but at times a need arises in our system for towing authority. And we are, as I mentioned earlier, asking City Council to allow us to make that authority for the director more explicit in Title 16. Currently, what we do is parks officers, since they're not authorized to request towing, we call police when a need arises, and we also get in touch with Portland Bureau of Transportation Parking Enforcement Program. And in consulting with both entities and getting their support, we felt that this additional authority would be needed for our team, especially because PBOT, Parking Enforcement Program hours, and before many of our parks close, most of our parks are open until 12:01 in the morning. By having this authority, our officers will be able to order tows through existing mechanism, through the city tow desk, through PBOT, makes it very clear. As far as what the logistics of the towing procedure will be, this request would only be done after we would attempt in good faith to find the driver of the vehicle and, as consistent with our other work, ask for voluntary compliance. We also are putting in place a matrix of enforcement functions that start with, again, asking for voluntary compliance, moving to a warning stage if necessary, and then for multiple offenses, request towing and post the vehicle to be towed. One option that we have in some of the cases, especially with Sparks where we lock gates, is to do a tow relocate, and that's basically towing a vehicle from the area that's locked to the nearest, closest legal parking spot. There are some cases when we would have to order a tow immediately. Again, those are consistent with Title 16. Vehicles parked and blocking pedestrian pathways, as well as vehicles parked blocking fire hydrants. So that would be consistent and would be an immediate tow. Few things that we're also putting in place to launch this effort and really working through our ranger program specifically. Rangers are responsible to lock parks and gated parks specifically throughout the city of Portland is more outreach, working with our chronic parking violations, in areas where we've had chronic parking violations to educate visitors about rules and regulations, installing additional outreach signage, letting folks know what the implications of being in the park after posted hours or in a violation of a parking restriction will mean. Providing information to local neighborhood groups on those change in towing enforcement. If requested, we get asked sometimes to come to neighborhood meetings and facilitate awareness. Again, consistent with our current approach and other enforcement issues, specifically through the Ranger program, gaining voluntary compliance when it's available.
Thank you very much. I think that's probably enough information for the council. Obviously, you have a lot more.
Yes,
this is particularly a problem at Mount Tabor, Council Crest and Pittock mentioned, where sometimes maybe young people go to hang out after dark, and then that causes problems for neighbors. So I particularly want to thank the neighbors of those parks for helping us develop this policy.
Yeah, I particularly like the element of this in which you're going to attempt to tow them to a legal parking space instead of to an impound lot, because we're not interested in financially penalizing people. We're just trying to keep the parks
exactly
safe and well-maintained. So I like that very much.
Any questions,
other
colleagues?
Other questions for Galena and the team? All right. Thank you all very much. Is there anyone who wants to speak on this item? If not, then we'll take a vote. Oh, well, then come on up, please.
This morning, I got a phone call.
What's your name in the record, Joe?
Oh, Joe Walsh, representing Individuals for Justice. This morning, I got a phone call, and one of our members was concerned that he had just been to the hearing officer, and he sees a lot of people that are getting towing and parking violations, and there's no way out. So when they argue that they parked in an area that they thought was legitimate, and the city comes along and says, you can't park there, they get a ticket, and it costs them a couple hundred dollars. And when they go through the appeal process, the hearing officer says to them, but they acted within the law. So you were wrong. So you got to pay the fine. So there's no defense. I'm asking Commissioner Fritsch to think about this in the parks. What we don't want to do is hassle people that use the park and find out that all of a sudden, if they drive their car, that they get a ticket, and the ticket is expensive, especially if they're towed. All right. Now, I know this is the beginning at the parks. You're asking for authority to do this. I'm telling you what in existence, and I'm suggesting also that if we went back into the history, it would probably show that it was just a little bit. It wasn't so much. Now it is. And that's the way institutions grow, Amanda, and you know that. If we institute this stuff, I think you have to show that there's a major problem. When we interfere with citizens and we write tickets or we try to fine them or we embarrass them, there's got to be a really good reason for that, and not because it's going to make a buck or it's convenient or it's better to have all the cars out of the park at 6 o'clock in the evening or whatever. You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm trying to say slow down a little. Look what's happening with the other parking. And then come back to the parks and say, are we walking into quicksand on this? Or are we just doing something that's very mild and we got some safeguards? That's what we're asking.
Thank you.
Just to clarify, we're not proposing to give people tickets. We're proposing to tow them to a legal parking spot.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson. And we live in an age of metrics, unfortunately not the metric system. We just supposedly are measuring things and trying to assess performance and results. So I hope there'll be some further development of performance metrics, particularly around the area of people whose cars are not moving because of financial distress. So that, you know, we live in a very car-oriented economy, even though we try harder here in Portland than in other cities to make public transit practical. Some people work very far from where they live, and are very their family stability is car dependent. So I hope that the best work of the Rangers will continue with this program, so that in addition to having the towing objectives accomplished, They'll be empowered to connect people with resources if they're on the brink. We know that in the court system, at times costs and fees have to be waived for low wealth and low income people, and I think it would be appropriate for the council to have a provision for that. Some people say, oh, but they have a car. That's an object of wealth. But we don't want to sabotage their one object of wealth and put them in a situation where their employment might be jeopardized. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I would just add just one thing. I know I'm in violation, but I don't drive anymore. So I don't have a horse in this race.
Okay.
I just can't because of the medications. So I haven't driven for 10 years. So my concern is really an altruistic concern. And it's just a caution. You know, when you do these kinds of stuff, just slow down a little.
Mr. Walsh. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay, anyone else? Then let's take a vote, please, on this item.
Fritz.
Thank you very much for the presentation. We'd be happy to clarify any additional questions anybody might have. So thanks to Galena Burley and Warren Jimenez at Parks, Tim Crail and Pooja Blatt on my staff, Dave Benson and Jody Yates at PBOT, the Bureau of Transportation, Dave Galladay and Randy Teague at Police, and the staff at the Pittock Mansion, in particular, Robbie Sherwin, and community members who have been very impacted by loud partying in the park after hours, which is one of the reasons that this came about. Thank you. Aye.
Hish.
Aye.
Novick.
Aye.
Hales.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Let's take item